treatise on certainly the Georgia Guidestones, which is an occult area in Everton, Georgia. Certainly a treatise on population control. There's so much there on the internet. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at our section on videos on the net, other videos on the net. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of the stations you're listening to, their owners or management. They are certainly my views. And certainly I'm going to ask our the producer to get our engineer out here. He says our volume is a little low, and I've got this cranked up as high as I can. So if our producer would get our engineer, well, we'll go from there. But right now, of course, we're going to have our special guest with us, who's Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Coin. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. And your sound does sound a little, I'm not sure if echo would be the proper term, but the sound quality is not real good.
All right, fine.
I have a hard time hearing.
Okay, fine. Well, let's, is that any better right now? Is that still staccato? Melody, how does it sound right now?
It's pretty much, it hasn't changed.
All right, fine. Well, I will ask my my producer to get my engineer out here and see what we can do. Under any circumstances, suddenly we're going to be talking about what's happening financially to America today. And I will tell you, certainly from my point of view, why things do not look good. Certainly they keep telling us things are better and all these wonderful new jobs. And yet, of course, you look at the number of new jobs added to the economy. Why suddenly, I think 125,000 to 140,000 takes 150,000 just to stay even. And they're lying to us, in my estimation, about what's happened to the American economy. And they're simply borrowing money so they can pay people a stipend of some sort to try to keep them from out being demonstrating in the streets. But well over half or over half of our population today is receiving one or another form of government stipend. Now, some of that's Medicare and Social Security, but over 100 million people are getting some form of welfare. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, there's report after report indicating just how many are using some sort of an entitlement. And we're already a bankrupt nation. We have bills that we can't pay, bills that will never be paid. And certainly, I don't believe those entitlements can go on. A lot of it is through elections to keep and help people through their political process to become elected and stay elected. There was an interesting survey that was produced by Harvard. And among the respondents, there were almost 2,000 Harvard Business School graduates ranging from over the age of 26. They were 40% of them had a title of chief executive or its equivalent. So, you know, they're a pretty good indicator of in their views of what the future holds. 49% of them favor outsourcing work over hiring staffers. So I think these are some credible numbers that were produced by the Harvard Business School alumni. It was released Monday, And it just goes to show the discrepancies, the income disparities, and the weakening the ability of the U.S. economy to grow in the future.
Well, I share your concern. And basically, it would appear that certainly we are all sending our jobs overseas intentionally. It's all part of the globalist program. And basically, we're sending our manufacturing jobs overseas. And suddenly, you can't get rid of your manufacturing intentionally. But it is all part of this global program to produce a one world economy, to raise living standards in other countries, to lower them here. And nobody's consulted the American people. But the small little group that runs America knows exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Melody Sederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody does support Radio Liberty. She's been with us for 9 years now. And Sydney, we've never had a serious complaint about her. She provides gold and silver, and Sydney is a reliable source of buying a product at a reasonable price. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment about what's going on. But certainly Europe is having very real problems, and you know, basically the European Central Bank over there is trying to create an inflationary situation. They're actually putting money into the market. But by so doing, as you add money, you devalue the value of the money that's already there. So if you're holding money, that's fine. But when you get rid of it, the next person to take that money on suddenly is in a loses. And suddenly as this process continues, eventually money loses its value and people who are in paper money certainly lose out. Is that true, Melody?
That is absolutely true. I mean, they unveiled the plans to buy asset-backed securities just like our Federal Reserve did. And they're also going to lower the deposit rate to negative 0.20, and that is down from negative 0.10. So, hey, they're going to charge the depositors to hold their money. So you can deposit $100,000, and next time you get your statement back, you're going to have less. And so these are not good signs that things are doing well in the European Central Nations. So, and again, we look to that. We look to their actions and to compare them to what is happening here in the United States. And certainly it is the same, and certainly we see that the same the same politicians, the same mindset of the globalists in order to create these scenarios, quantitative easing programs, just to help the banks, because these banks are not strong. And certainly with the asset-backed securities, it is an indication. And, you know, nobody wants our debts. We're buying up our own bonds. And I believe I saw a report that the number $6 trillion, I believe, for foreign owners of our debt is more so than our own country, which is the first time in history that that has happened. So, again, these signs are not good. And jobs cannot be created when you have an economy that's not functioning.
And our economy is not functioning. It's all being manipulated by this small little cabal that works behind the scenes, controls both political parties, controls certainly 90% of the major media outlets. And we have six major banks that control 67% of all the financial assets in the United States. And certainly the government's telling them that they're unstable, that they've got to get some sort of a solid financial basis behind them, because if we were to have a major catastrophe, they would go down. In fact, they've been asking the banks to calculate what would happen if they did go down. We're in very uncertain times, as far as I can tell. But the average citizen, the average person out here, is enjoying life. We have a wonderful society. Football season is upon us now. And so the average person really is not concerned about the stability of the American dollar or of our financial system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, why is the price of gold falling, Melody? I mean, certainly, I looked this morning, the price of gold down to $1,265. It was the other day, it was $1,255. Why is the price of gold falling in an uncertain time? I would think the price of gold would be going up.
Well, certainly with all the turmoil that the world is facing and possible wars, you're right. I mean, gold should be moving up, not down, and certainly it is manipulated to keep the pressure on gold. But also, when you have the stock market that's meeting these highs, it's my opinion that there's little interest in gold. Certainly we have the people that are smart enough to pull their money out, and they continue to buy. They understand what's going on, people who listen to the program. But the majority of the American people, the general populace out there, there's no fear in the markets whatsoever. And so there's no interest in gold. So, you know, it's pretty easy for them to keep the pressure on gold when there's no buying to resist the manipulation. And so I think until something happens, we could see gold bouncing around at these levels. I think by the first of next year, I think we'll definitely see a reversal, though, in this. People say we could touch another third low, test the low of, I think it's 1180. I'm not so sure we'll see that. I think we're going into the fall. We're too close to the fall to see it retest that low level again. And we'll just have to wait and see. Tomorrow, Obama makes his big announcement on how they're going to deal with Iraq. I don't think he's going to do much of anything other than what he's already doing, but, you know, it could have some impact on gold to the upside. But, it's just like we're just on the edge of everything. It's just like in any one spot, any one place in the world, whether it has to do with banks, the economy, jobs, wars, immigration, it's like something is ready to pop. And I think when that happens, I don't think you're going to see a gradual rise in gold. I think you'll see a big move in gold, and people will be shocked, and it will get their attention real quick. That's how I see gold.
Well, basically, Melody, since you work in the gold and silver sales, about what percentage of our population is actually involved in gold and silver? Because this is certainly all sorts of stocks to be involved in. And what percentage of our population do you really think is holding gold and silver as for security because of their concern about the monetary system?
I think people who truly understand it is probably less than 1%. I think during the 2009 and 10 situation with the ETF, it probably grew a little bit, but I think a lot of those positions have been sold. They were probably mainly purchased for the gains, and then when you saw the drop in gold, all the weak people moved out of the market. Those who didn't understand gold, who didn't buy gold for the true fundamentals, they left the market. So you probably had that number drop back down. So a very small percentage, 1% at the most, if that many at this point in time. There certainly has been a lot more awareness. And, you know, even though I think a lot of the advertisements that you see on some of these Fox programs and so forth, I think a lot of those advertisements for gold are loss leaders and so forth. However, they do bring in an awareness of gold to the people. So I guess that is a good thing to some degree. But
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Melody, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if only about 1% of our population are involved in gold and silver, people don't understand that we have a fiat money system with absolutely no money, pardon me, with nothing behind it. In fact, there are many people say there is no gold. Certainly the gold has been transferred from Fort Knox to elsewhere, and certainly the Federal Reserve System is either keeping some of it or is dispersing it throughout the world. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
I think gold is going to have one of the biggest scandals ever. And one of these days, the numbers will be released on exactly what is out there. And I've seen reports that, you know, China is holding more than what they say they own. But, you know, you can't really confirm any of that. You can't really track down to see exactly what the truth of it is. And certainly the Chinese government it's this communist country. They're not going to release the actual facts on what they have in their holdings. However, I do know that they do go out. They also manipulate markets in order to buy at lower prices. I get all that. But I think gold, the gold market, the amount of gold and the shortage of it is going to come to as probably bigger than what the LIBOR rate scandal was. I think it's going to be huge. When that is discussed and found and investigated, I'm not sure. But I think each day we see various lawsuits about the manipulation of the gold prices or the commodity prices for gold and silver. And I think those are all steps in the right direction. And what people don't understand when it comes to the gold market, there might only be 1% of the people of this country that truly know what gold is all about. But we don't need the whole investment population to come into the market to make it successful. We don't need to have every investor in Wall Street come into the gold market. Gold will hit 5,000 with probably 3%. Maybe 4% of the investment population, because these are very small markets. And I'll tell you, if 3 to 5% of the people come in, there won't be gold to go around in products. So It's a very small, it's a very tight market, both in gold and silver. People should really be taking advantage. Yes, the prices are low. Yes, it's discouraging. And yes, if people bought at a higher price, they see it at this level, you know, they might think it might never go higher. But, you know, we have corrections. It's just what happened. Doesn't mean that the fundamentals have changed for the gold. The fundamentals are much stronger than they were 3-4 years ago.
Well, Melody, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in getting gold and silver?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGS for discount, gold, silver, coins, coins.com.
And the interesting thing is that certainly the people who control the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department will not allow anybody to see the gold that's supposedly in Fort Knox. They haven't seen this in 20 or 30 years. If the gold is there, why won't they let anybody see this? And basically, many, many people believe there is no gold there. This certainly is being siphoned off by the invisible government, who I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our democratic process.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're certainly talking about what's happening financially in the world today. And if you have a question for Melody or something you'd like to know about what's going on, certainly give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly China is making a very conscious effort to accumulate gold. It is the largest gold producer in the world, and that is the largest gold importer in the world. And it would appear that they want to get their currency backed by gold. And of course, if that should happen, the dollar would lose its reserve status. What would happen to the average individual out there who's invested in stocks and bonds and like traditional investments, Melody? What would happen to the average American if suddenly the dollar lost its reserve status? Maybe there'll be an international currency with four or five currencies altogether, but the dollar being one of them. But what would happen to the value of people's life savings?
Well, I think certainly it would be revalued at that point in time, and they would probably lose, I've seen reports, anywhere from, you know, perhaps 30% to 50% to 70%. It would be revalued, and they would lose that much of it. And, you know, we live in a world where people don't save anymore. People were in a baby boomers are retiring, and very few of them have retirement funds. They might have their pension funds with their companies and so forth, but any private and individual savings is pretty much non-existent. There's been reports where, you know, the people in this country aren't even prepared for a $400 emergency. You have very few people who have savings accounts that are ready for retirement, and they don't know what they're going to do. They're trying to save, but it's a little too late. And we do have inflation. Prices are not going down. Things continue to get more and more expensive. I saw numbers for milk, the highest priced milk has ever been sold for. We've seen it in our beef. We've seen it in our various proteins. And so these prices aren't going to go away anytime soon. They need inflation. They want inflation. We're going to have inflation. They might tell you and create the illusion that there isn't anything. They exported all these years, they exported so much of our inflation to China, but you know, now we don't have the consumers, they don't have the jobs to continue to spend. So, you know, the day of reckoning is coming for all the recklessness and the their inability to stay within a budget. You know, we have a government that's grown too much, we have too many people on entitlements coming from the government, and things are not going to get any better. You know, technology, everybody talks about technology, how great technology is. But, you know, that same report that I mentioned earlier in the Harvard Business School, 46% would rather invest in new technology than hire or retain workers. Those are huge numbers. So, you know, computers are going to replace people. I mean, we've even seen it with the demonstrations for the fast food. You have places like Panera Bread, who they're spending, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars to have technology replace the workers. And you think, well, how can they do that in a restaurant? Well, they're succeeding. And they're putting their money to eliminate the workers. So, again, wages are not going to be rising. And things are not going to become better. Household incomes, I believe, are going to continue to lose, you know, when it's adjusted for inflation. So we had the median income was about $54,000 in July, and that's about 4.5% lower than it was when the recession began in late 2007. That's a huge number, almost 5% lower. People have to realize, I think all the talk about, you know, the manufacturing opening up and jobs being created, you have a lot of these corporations that are open. I think they're just token manufacturing plants. It's a way to build their image so people continue to buy their product. And certainly we've seen the complaints with Burger King merging with a Canadian company so they can move their corporate office out so they don't have to pay tax here in this country. It's going to continue. It's not going to change.
And basically, we have among the highest corporate taxes in the world. As a result, more and more of our corporations are simply moving overseas. Cindy, they know what they're doing. It's only logical. This is the way things always work. But unfortunately, the average American doesn't understand that the people who control our economy, to control both political parties, are dedicated to increasing the living standards in other countries and lowering the living standards here. That's exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Dorothy. Most of you now know that so many people believe that now food stuff really is from products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we had Carrie calling from Live Oak saying that she had heard that we were going into a cashless society, and suddenly there would be no cash at all. Everything would be done electronically, and how that would impact on gold and silver. And Melody says she did not think it would suddenly impact greatly on gold and silver, because gold and silver are an insurance policy, something behind us in the world monetary system. And you can do whatever you want to as far as suddenly trying to go into an electronic system. But what happens when that system fails? So basically, people really don't understand what's going on today. They haven't thought it through. Anything else you wanted to say there, Melody, before we let you see?
I think it'll be a gradual. You know, it depends. If there's something from left field that actually makes the system collapse, and we have some bank failures and bank holidays, they might introduce a cashless society, promise people the government's here to help, and, you know, you'll never have to worry. I think whatever scenario happens, gold is going to be there, and gold will benefit from whatever happens, because anything that happens to a currency, you know, from this point forward, because ever since it was a fiat currency, it's all good for gold. Gold is a currency. It's a real currency that's accepted and traded worldwide, and they do have to move public opinion, and they have to make sure people will be there to embrace it. So a situation has to be created so that people will accept it.
But Sydney and China and in many other countries throughout the world, in India, people there are accumulating gold. They're not doing that here in America because, of course, the media is controlled and they control our reality. But Sydney, elsewhere in the world, that these people know the history of gold and the history of currencies. Most people here in America could never imagine the dollar becoming virtually worthless. I think it's only a matter of time. Carrie, anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, I was, my thought was that there might, in a remote possibility, the government might ban cash so that then they can control, they can't have a black market, they can't have anybody exchanging anything. Like you said, you know, their microchip is their plan to control people and to know every penny, where they go and what they do, and nobody can then, you know, they know who's spending what. So doing it all electronically would be the ideal thing, and then they might actually turn around and say, okay, everybody has to turn in their cash.
I'd like to think that there will be people who will not accept that system, and I do believe gold would become an underground market, along with silver. Because I'd like to think that there is enough people in this country, whatever might happen, will resist, and we can.
In other words, it would be a way to get the country back in a way and control of our rights and all that. Is there any other way you think that we should store it and keep it confidential, and so that in that eventuality, we would have some resources.
I do believe gold and silver is a way to stay out of their system. If you reject their system, you need a way that you can use. And I do believe it is gold and silver. It's been given to us.
Okay, that makes sense.
People should always take physical delivery of their gold and their silver. Uh-huh. And yes, we buy gold and silver for bartering and buying things, but also it does a lot more than that, too. It does protect your purchasing power. So people have to be smart when they're making their purchases to make sure that they do get an overall portfolio when they're purchasing. And it should be based on the suitability of them and what their budget is. And, and if they have, a larger amount to actually make, to where they can diversify a little bit more. But certainly you want to take physical delivery of it. You don't tell anybody you own it. You keep it very private. Of all the people of 20 years of clients who told me that they had their gold or silver stolen, it was always by someone they told. It was always either a relative, a house worker, a contractor. It was not the burglar who broke in and stole their gold. So,
Thank you.
Important to be private.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Carrie. Cindy, before we go on, we have Bruce calling from Michigan, but basically, let's get your telephone number out and your website so people will know how to get in touch with you. And then we'll go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. But how can people get in touch with you and utilize your services?
they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or they can go to our website and they can see what the company is all about. We don't have online selling, but you can also email me from the website, and the website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount, gold, silver, coins.com.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Bruce calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a practical question and a philosophical question, if you're up for it. The practical question is this. Back in 11, I had a financial advisor talk me into putting $25,000 in a market index CD, which had a basket of about a dozen corporations, and he said it could earn 7% a year, but it had to stay there for 7 years. And two of the corporations were, well, Gold Corp and a mine that mines gold, and because they haven't done that well, you know, it's Raytheon, McDonald's, all these others were in it, but because of the gold, they didn't go up that, and I've only been making about 2%. Now, there's a penalty, there's a penalty if I take it out before 7 years, up to $1,000. It's coming up on 3 years here pretty soon, and it might only be a couple of hundred bucks penalty. Do you think it's getting serious enough I should take that $25,000 out, or can I roll for 4 more years?
I'm not an investment advisor. I'm not a financial planner. So it's just, I can't give you that type of advice. However, personally, if it was me, that's another 4 years. And I think we're going to see big changes in 4 years. And okay. If you haven't seen, and yes, I don't think you have all miners in there. You have other corporations in there.
Yeah. Well, I think Raytheon didn't do too well because we weren't actively in a big war like Iraq.
Well, we might be going.
McDonald's did bad.
Which still surprises me that that's all you're making is a couple of percent. But if it hasn't performed for you, and we saw the Dow go from 6 to 17, I can't see how much more upside potential you can have.
If I could just suggest, Bruce, that you change your financial advisor.
Yes.
Okay, mentioning the stock market, here's my philosophical question, if you're up for it. This guy on the weekend, the Money Mark or Watch or whatever, he said people on there. A couple months ago, he had a guy, and it really irked me, and it's been sticking in my craw ever since then. Talking about people buying gold, and its price hasn't gone up as well as the stock market. He says, you hunker down in your bunker and wait for the end of the world, and even at the end of the world, there'll be commodities being exchanged. There'll be commerce. You know, you're insane. You know, you're just hunkering down in a bunker, waiting for the end of the world, hoarding your gold and silver. Get out there and invest in the market. You'd have made a lot more money if you'd invested in the market rather than investing in your wretched gold and silver. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, he must have a better crystal ball than anybody else. I mean, nobody can predict the future. However, that's why I always say you look at the fundamentals of things. The fundamentals will tell you the future. They'll tell you the truth about the product that you're investing in. I do believe people need to live their lives. I believe you get prepared, and then you can live your life. You buy gold and silver as the insurance policy. If people choose to hunker down in their bunker, that's their choice. That's their life. I'm not going to, I wish there was days I could do that. But you get prepared. You get prepared with your food, your water, your gold, your silver. You buy it as your insurance policy. You protect your paper investments. And again, it's the suitability. I have clients that are 100% wealthy clients that are 100% in gold and silver. I have some that have 50% of their assets in gold and silver. It's really a suitability question. And what your opinion is of what the future holds. So get prepared and you can live your life. And stay in touch with what's happening. I mean, you don't want to become part of the general populace where, you know, things begin to unfold and you don't know what's going to happen. You don't want to be put in that position. And here you were back in the, here you put your money in a some sort of a fund, and you know, you wrote it through, and all you made was a couple percent. You didn't make all that much money.
Well, here's another thing he threw in to kind of dig at us. We actually hurt the economy by not having our money in the market producing goods and services.
That's
we've got it all
one.
Buried under the ground.
That's a good one. The gold market is such a small market, it's not going to affect any market.
Okay.
Yeah, and remember, he said, you go back to, that was in about 1980, and the gold was selling just a little over maybe $100 an ounce. And look where it is today. I mean, they will tell you, look how it's fallen, you know, it's gone from almost $1,900 an ounce down to $1,255 an ounce. But look at it over the long range picture, and you'll see the gold has done, and silver have both done incredibly well. And gold's and the silver gone from, you know, where it was suddenly to where it is today. Silver has done exceptionally well too. So advisors, financial advisors, will tell you something that will benefit them, and I bet that fellow gave you the advice,
yeah,
made a commission.
Yeah. Well, I got a big decision coming up here in like December, and I hope the stock market doesn't collapse in October. So we'll see. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye, Bruce. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I would suggest you don't, Cindy, take the advice of somebody who has a vested financial interest in selling you something. That's not very smart.
I've had heard so many different stories from folks who want to pull their money out of there and away from their financial planners. And some of the things I've heard have just been incredible. I had one woman who lived in the Northeast. Her financial planner, they created a form in which she had to sign that said that she was taking her money and buying gold against their advice. And if she loses money on the gold, that, you know, they were not going to be held responsible for it. I mean, it's just incredible the length that these financial planners will say and do to keep people from pulling their own money. It's their money, not the financial planner's money. And it is really amazing. And people just, you know, they get these relationships. And so many of these financial planners, not only are they working with the people today, but maybe they worked with their fathers, their parents. Or maybe you have a widow and her husband died where he used to take care and had a relationship with a financial planner for 20 years or longer. So there's a relationship here that they really count on these people. But yet there's something that's guiding these people where they want to take their money out of the paper assets and put it into gold. And these financial planners are not giving their clients you know, they're just going to ruin so many of their wealth. Even if these financial planners say, hey, take 20 or 30%, put it in gold, that certainly would be better advice than what they give today.
Well, Melody, why is it that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury will not allow anybody to see the gold in Fort Knox? Why will they not allow anybody to go and look for the gold?
You know, if they wanted gold to go down, that's all they'd have to do is open the doors, show it it's there, and sell it. You know, they wouldn't have to be so secretive on how they, you know, they could do what England did, 15 years ago, sold so much, a large percentage of their gold holdings and make the price go down. And the U.S. would do the same thing, but they can't because it's not there.
And basically, the other thing is why, Sydney, when Germany, the country of Germany, wanted to get the gold that they had deposited with the Federal Reserve, suddenly following the Second World War, why they weren't able to get it. In other words, they wanted to get the gold out, and they were told they could only get a few million dollars out, and it was going to be 7 years. And even at the end of 7 years, they couldn't get all of the money that they'd lent to our Treasury Department. That's a little scary.
Well, it certainly is. And again, all they'd have to do is say, okay, you know, let's bring in, you know, some of the folks, when Ron Paul was asking for an audit, you know, let's bring them in and show them that it's here. And, so you would think that they're hiding, that they don't have it. And certainly the Federal Reserve is supposed to be a lot more transparent than what they are. That was the relationship they were supposed to be building, but certainly they've done none of the kind.
And I really think it's rather frightening because basically our entire monetary system is built upon gold, and at least the premise that there's gold there. And I agree with Melody. I don't think there's any gold there. And I believe, of course, that one of these days when this whole thing becomes apparent, there's going to be a total financial collapse and suddenly chaos. And an awful lot of people are suddenly going to realize that their life savings, they've spent their whole life working to accumulate a retirement, and there's certainly nothing there that is tangible behind it. Well, once again, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out, and we're almost at the end of the program.
Our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver Trading is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and the website dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. We have a weekly, it's not a newsletter, but a contact. We produce several letters and information about gold and silver. You can sign up from the website, and then, of course, you can listen to our radio program that we have on a daily basis, 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right. Now, basically, what's your parting thought for our listeners tonight?
Well, you know, there is so much negative news on gold, and there's so much misinformation floating around about gold. And you know, I just always stick to the fundamentals because that tells me that as long as we have a fiat currency, we have a government that is going to continue to spend us into poverty, into bankruptcy, where we already are at. We have a debt that can't be paid. So this is not going to go away. The issues cannot be addressed until a day of reckoning is coming. So gold is not going to go away. Silver is not going to go away. And I think as long as they keep these numbers down at the level, I think in the future, within certainly the next 3-4 years, you're going to see much, much higher prices.
Thank you very much, Melody. God bless you. We'll talk again.
God bless you too, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us get the word out and thus need to utilize the information we have available, because we have information you're not going to get elsewhere. How many people do you know who've been to the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters and been through their files on not one but on several occasions? I have. And basically, of course, for the Council on Foreign Relations is a front organization for a secret society created in 1891 dedicated to bringing about a one world government. It was organized certainly by Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and Lord Escher and certainly a couple of other people. But basically, they had a goal, a dream of bringing about a one world government and destroying the existing society. And they believed that a ruling elite could change the structure of the world. And so they worked through a series of secret societies, the Round Table. And you can read all about this in a wonderful book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley. And basically, we carry the book. We have certainly a 4-tape set or 4-CD set on the invisible government. And there really is an invisible government out there that runs both political parties. They're not very many people, but they're very wealthy. They're very dedicated. And of course, they want to change the structure of society. They want a one world government, a one world financial system, and they want to destroy Christianity. Why do they want to destroy Christianity? Because they worship a different God. And until you understand that behind everything going on, there are powerful spirits or forces, so very little of what's going on today really makes sense. Once you begin to understand the spiritual component of this, then a great deal of what's going on makes sense. And this is, of course, what we want you to do is to get the information and help us get it out across America. So if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family. Certainly you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can give a donation. You can certainly utilize the health products we offer or the soap products. And you say, soap products? What does that have to do with a world conspiracy? Well, it's simply a source of income. And, of course, all the money that we take in is utilized to finance our effort to educate the American people so that 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we can bring you the information you're not going to get through other channels. And certainly, we are on our evening programs. Are usually heard on 12 stations or more. Afternoons, the second afternoon station, probably 16 stations. But certainly, it is through the internet that we're reaching people all throughout the world. And you'd be amazed at how many people we have writing to us or sending us emails from throughout the world who listen to this program and are learning and telling others. It's a long, slow process. We can't do the whole thing, and we certainly can't do it without your help. So we ask you, of course, to get in touch with us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, or where you can certainly watch the DVDs that we have posted there. Well, you can read my newsletters going back 15 years or more. And they're up there. You need to get our information. But basically, we will give you the historical background of what's going on. If you haven't read Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, cut a 4-CD set on the invisible government or other 4-CD sets about what's going on. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We need your help. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who is an ordained minister who certainly travels around the country going to schools, educating high school students about what's really going on. And certainly has written material, has an excellent webpage. And we'll get into all that later on. But Bradley, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, what I'd like to talk about, Stan, is do we submit ourselves to tyranny or do we submit ourselves to God? Because the American church is under the delusion, because they've heard from the pulpits over the last 60 years, that whatever the government says, we must submit to it. When in fact, what we need to do is we need to expose that lie so people can understand that we are to obey God and resist tyranny, as our forefathers actually established over 238 years ago in this country. And it's interesting, Stan, most people, what they like to do is they like to make reference from the pulpits, Romans chapter 13, and it seems that every time someone such as myself attempts to encourage Christians to resist unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, and notice what I said, policy, not law, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? Again, we Christians must submit to government, any government, read your Bible, leave me alone, or words to that effect. And no doubt, some who use this argument are sincere, and they are only repeating what they heard their church leaders say and or other religious leaders say. But on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who actually use this argument are just plainly, well, lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. And Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility. But once they begin to understand Romans 13, it's not an escape from responsibility. It's actually a call to be responsible and to take action against the abuses that the people are suffering under in this country today, namely from their government. So, in saying that, if we go directly to Romans chapter 13, we'll find that let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Listen to the wording carefully, friends. For there is no power but of God. I'll go back. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Who ordains the higher powers? Well, he tells us. For there is no power but of God. Because the powers that be are ordained of God, Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. Let me stop right there. Nowhere can you find in Scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, can you find God telling his people to disobey his commandments? Nowhere. First of all, people need to understand we are again to throw off, going back to our founding forefathers, again, the Declaration of Independence. When we read that, three-quarters of that documentation is the usurpation that 56 signers would not submit themselves to because they would no longer submit themselves or suffered the long train of abuses by a tyrant named King George who would not submit himself to God's authority. Going back to our signers, well, we can go to Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, we can go to Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, who were actually the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And we can also, when we read that documentation, namely the Declaration of Independence, we can notice right away that we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, we submit to the supreme judge of the world, and that we give ourselves over to Providence, speaking again of the divine judge, the God of the Mosaic Institution. In this country, we receive our rights from God, and we delegate government through the people to our representation, who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bradley Dean, right here at the American at Greater Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bradley is addressing this whole idea of Romans 13, which tells us that we are to be subservient to the government, to the rulers. And basically, of course, or what we, is being done, what people don't understand, is that when America was created, it was created by God, I believe it was, and certainly the power of the government was to be limited. But there is certainly a small group of very evil people who worship Lucifer, and they've gradually infiltrated every aspect of our life, and they basically expanded the power of the federal government. So basically, the government we have today is not a legitimate government.
That's
if
right.
you read our Constitution, why you find out that there are only certain things that the federal government can do, only 18 of them, all the rest is to be left to the states and to the local communities. But this is not taught in schools today. And so very subtly, those people who would establish a dictatorship in America changed the meaning of Romans 13 to what's going on today, rather than, of course, the real situation where America was created by godly people to limit the power of a government so men could be free. And what have they done? Why are they taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Do you think that's what God really wants? I don't believe so. Bradley, pick up the story.
As I was saying right before the last segment there, I've been studying out the prophets of God, and it was interesting that every given scenario, rather than Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, whatever the case might be, all the way down to David, Gideon, Samson, to Jesus Christ, the prophet like unto Moses. Interestingly enough, even studying out Jesus Christ, he had said to his disciples at one particular point, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And his disciples answered him, and they said, "Well, some say that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist." These are the prophets of God that pointed their finger at the king and at the priest and told them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if not, well, then you have your just recompense, and prepare to meet your God, as it says in the book of Amos, another great prophet. But anyways, saying that, it's interesting that they would liken Jesus Christ under the prophets of old, or one of the old prophets. And what did they do? All through Scripture, the prophets were always sent to the hierarchies of the church and of the government. And it was Jesus Christ himself that said, "Beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the pretenders, the hypocrites. And beware of the leaven, the doctrine of governments." So we're to walk in between that. And Scripture clearly shows us over and over and over again that it was the church's job to be the light of the world. We're nowhere to be submissive to darkness or tyrannical government. Nowhere. As a matter of fact, in Scripture, it tells us just the opposite, that by the light, in Ephesians 5, that we're to reprove darkness. And going back to the prophets, my friends, the prophets were sent to slay sin. They weren't to compromise it. They weren't to play with it. They weren't sent to debate with sin. Neither is the church. And friends, where the church is today, and the pulpits preaching that we're to be submissive to government no matter what they say or do, is completely untrue. And I also want to interject this thought. So many say, and they so many profess, that they are Christ. Well, when we go to the book of Romans chapter 5, it says, "The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us." And when we go over to John 3:3, we've been born of the Spirit of God. If we've been born by and of the Spirit of Christ, then how is it that we tolerate those that murder the innocent in the womb when God said in Proverbs 6 that he hates hands that shed innocent blood? It was also God of the Mosaic Institution, my Father in Jesus Christ, that said, "Thou shalt not kill." Yet we have a government that sanctions murder, and again, sanctions what God calls an abomination. I mean, folks, we could spend all hour just talking about what they've sanctioned. But I say this to resolve that and get back to the point of Romans 13. If we don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000. And if we're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, then I can rest assured, and we can rest assured in this country, that judgment is going to fall on America. And let me tell you, friends, it is raining. It is raining judgment in America. But there's still time, because we still have the freedom, again, as I've always said, to do the right thing. And that is God's mercy to a nation. But getting back to Romans 13, it states, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil." Listen to that again. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? do that which is good, Scripture says, and thou shalt have the praise of the saint, for he is the minister of God. So when he's saying he is the minister of God, who is he speaking to? He's speaking to the magistrates, those that have been delegated the power to represent we the people in civil government. I go on. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Did God ordain government to be evil? Absolutely not. Going back to John Adams, the second president of the United States, he said that we are an empire of laws, our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. What laws? God's laws. Because when we look at our Mosaic institution, something called common law, we can see that that is extracted directly from Exodus 18:21. That's a different show. But friends, again, understanding we are based in common law, and the seedbed is the Declaration of Independence, and then we have the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And I said Bill of Rights. By the way, the Bill of Rights are thou shalt not to the government. They are the Bill of Rights that we have received from our Creator, and we have them within our enumerated laws, namely the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. I go on. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. So, do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose corruption in office or any political leader really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything they want without opposition? And when people actually give the nod or the thumbs up on that, I have to tell you that you're sadly mistaken. You know nothing of your history. Even going back to prove my point, when we go over to Elijah, the prophet that was sent to Carmel, where God showed himself strong on his behalf, where they destroyed the false prophets, it was Elijah that was called the troubler of Israel. Now, Elijah wasn't the troubler of Israel. Elijah was the man of God who stood alone. And he stood up against a tyrant named Ahab, King Ahab, and his devilish wife named Jezebel. And interestingly enough, when Ahab ran into Elijah on the backside of the desert, he looked at Elijah and he said, "There's the troubler of Israel." And Elijah said rightly back to him, he said, "I'm not the troubler. I'm not rebelling against the commandments of my father or our father. You are." So Elijah was sent to point his finger at the corrupt king and his devilish wife to set the record straight, and God did show himself strong on the behalf of Elijah. But again, Elijah might have been the troubler, but he was the troubler for righteousness' sake, and Elijah was not the rebellious one. The king tyrant in that particular time was Ahab and Jezebel. They were the ones that were rebelling against God. Elijah was the one that was setting the record straight, and setting the record straight he did. So, again, going back. So when I'm talking about these verses to teach that what we hear from the pulpits today, I'm sorry, that we should not oppose those in government, even when they sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, that we're supposed to submit to that? Well, you're setting yourself up for perfect judgment. That's ridiculous. Let me say it, it's dull, insensible. Let me say it so you can understand what I'm saying, and I'm not saying this to be condemning, but that is a stupid mentality. Common sense comes into play when we're talking these issues, friends. We are not to submit ourselves over to a tyrannical government in any sense of the word. Case in point, this comes to my aide, John Glenn, Senator John Glenn, said that if we were to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. So in other words, what he said is, we have failed to follow the rule of law. And if the American people knew that, well, guess what? And they enforced the law because, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, it's the people, it's the republic that are the law. And I want to tell you this too, friends. We're not to throw off the Constitution of the United States. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution of the United States. And I hope that clarified it for some listening now. Let me go back to my point here. For example, what if the President of the United States decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta? It's the law of first night. That means the king told his servants that, listen, any of our subjects in our colonies When they get married, you can go ahead and sleep with their wives before they marry their wives. Now, would you submit yourself to that? Again, that was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with a subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Now, what our Christian brethren sheepishly say, Romans 13 says we must submit to the government? I should hope not, friends. I hope that was the response. I think not. And would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? No. So in other words, there's limits to authority. So therefore, give you an example, a father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? Absolutely not. A pastor or an apostolic leader or a prophet or an overseer of a church has authority in the church, but it does not give him power to tell his deacons or his bishops in his church how to run their own lives. So all human authority is limited, as Stan said earlier at the beginning of the show. So is government. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ and Him alone. He is the head of all principality and power, friends. Man is not. But by the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. He cannot go out of his scope of authority, friends. If it's not written in our Constitution or our laws, then he doesn't have the authority to implement it. Obamacare, abortion, homosexual marriage, so on and so forth. These are out of the scope of the authority of government. They've stepped way out of bounds, friends.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bradley is talking about the study of Romans 13. And if you read Romans 13 very, very carefully, you'll find out suddenly it says that we are to be, do what the government says. Well, when the American government was formed, it was formed by Christians. And basically, we were to be a Christian nation. And suddenly, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would be taken care of at the local level. But suddenly, the Satanists, the Luciferians who are working in our society, from the very beginning, little by little, eroded that concept and began strengthening the power of the federal government. Basically, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. And they wanted ruled by tyrants because they wanted to establish this one world government. Why did they want to do that? Well, because, of course, they are part of this conspiracy. It is a satanic conspiracy that rules most of the countries in the world and is working to undermine the last fabrics of freedom here in America. As step by step, they centralize power in Washington, D.C., and destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. They're doing a pretty good job because nobody's telling the American people about this little group centers around the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, and some of the other secret societies we discuss in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Bradley, you go right ahead.
Talking about, again, how authority, friends, in civil government is to be a minister of good to thee for good. It's not a minister of God for evil. Again, keep in mind, friends, civil magistrates have a divine duty, a God-ordained duty, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And keep in mind, they are God's ministers to execute wrath upon them that do evil, again, not good. They don't have authority, friends, to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. None, zilch, zero. And anyone who says that from the pulpit, friends, or outside of the pulpit, they're simply lying to you. They're ignorant, and they're unlearned. So even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to civil authority, Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. I'd like to now just bring you to Romans 12:21, which precedes chapter 13 of Romans. The Bible tells us that we are to overcome evil with good. And isn't it interesting that when we hear from the pulpits these harlotins and these hirelings, these scribes and these Pharisees from the pulpits, and I'm not saying that to be condemning, friends, it's true, and we see it 24/7, and the higher I go up in leadership across the country, the more I understand what I'm telling you through experiences right on the money. I understand why America is where it's at today, because they are teaching the very thing that I am teaching you the opposite of. In other words, I am tearing down the father's altars who have continuously lied to the people over the last 60 years. Because again, before the 60s, friends, little by little, not to the point where we are today, at least we are in a position where we could call ourselves and justly call ourselves a Christian nation, because for the most part, I'm told we walked it out and we actually understood liberty and we understood what it was like to be one nation under God. But again, friends, I want to ask you the question, because I love this portion of this teaching. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Most people haven't thought about this. Also keep in mind, friends, Moses was the meekest man alive. Also keep in mind, meekness is defined out as power under control. Also keep in mind, the meekest man alive was sent to the face of the strongest government, the most powerful government in the world at that time, telling Pharaoh to let my people go or else. He didn't come and beg him. He didn't come and ask him. He didn't debate. He didn't take diplomatic measures with the devil himself. No, he on God's authority told the Pharaoh, let my people go. And then what did God do in response? He dropped the judgments upon a disobedient people when he brought forth a mass exodus of his people out of bondage. Next point, did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? No, of course not, because Elijah did it on God's authority. And Elijah knew within himself that it was, again, Ahab and Jezebel that were violating God's word. Therefore, they were out of their scope of authority, and Elijah knew that he was in God's authority. And keep in mind, I speak this to the professed church, and to namely those that understand Christianity, your power is found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So make sure that you understand the testimony of Jesus Christ, Revelation 19. Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely not. He was the one that was ordained as a youth to be the king, and it was Saul that was the one that was in rebellion. Remember, he kept violating God's word over and over and over again, and then he became jealous and he began to eye David. David was now the anointed of God, and Saul knew it. Therefore, Saul tried to take him out. But again,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Brad is giving example after example where people obeyed God and they actually opposed government policy. And it's happened all throughout the Old Testament. And I hope you want to get a copy of the CD of this program, because Sydney, this is one of the best exposés of the fallacy of Romans 13 I've ever heard. Now, before we go on, Bradley, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your radio programs, how they can get to your material and utilize it in their own ministries.
Well, if I can start off, Stan, first and foremost, I'll let you know that this up-and-coming Monday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, Dove TV, which is a branch of James Dobson's ministry, will be airing my war documentary, which you can actually purchase on youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com, and it's a documentary of what we have done across the schools in 350 of them, to be more particular, in 24 different states. If you are on the West Coast, or you know, if you're on the East Coast, they're going to be airing it nationwide on primetime TV again starting Monday at 8:30 Pacific time. It's called the My War Documentary. My War Documentary with Bradley Dean. If you'd like to listen to us on the radio, we're on 6 days a week, from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and that again is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And on Saturdays, we're on from 2 to 4 SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, very good. They go right ahead. But basically, let me commend Bradley's ministry to you. He has excellent material, and Sydney, you will learn a great deal from his sermons. Go ahead.
Well, amen. And I appreciate that very much, because I've learned quite a bit through the trials and tribulations that which I've endured over the last 20 years. But I think people need to understand that you hold the faith, and then once the word comes, the warfare comes with it. And the Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 11 that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'll tell you what, that is one thing I understand just a little bit. And of course, I'm not trying to parallel my trials or tribulations with that of the apostles, because we know that 11 of the 12 were actually martyred. So again, I'm thankful for our pioneers. I'm thankful for the apostles. And I have a little understanding. So in saying that, to my understanding, that's what I know of Christ, and I'm very thankful for that. But getting back to Romans 13, friends, again, talking about how civil government is a minister of God to thee for good, not for evil, and then we put the question to the people, such as our listeners today, is did Moses violate God's principle? And then we went down through Elijah, King David. We talked about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then we talked about Peter, and then we talked about Paul. Now, friends, we know that they didn't disobey God. They were actually obeying God. And tyrants don't like that. And if we take that to history, we can see that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities who opposed their endeavors. So it was the tyrants that were at war with the church, and it's exactly what we're seeing in America today. See, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws and prohibitions. So the question I have for you, and I lay to your candor, is did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principle of submission to authority? So even the great prophets and apostles and the writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Plus, Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation, friends. And notice he said, wherefore must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It's also a matter of conscience, and this means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. And folks, if they don't line up to God's moral law, then they are not law. They are null and void. And who said that? None other than William Blackstone, English common law. And keep in mind, another one that was right next to William Blackstone in English common law was none other than Charles D. Montesquieu. And he said, we don't have the liberty to break the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law commands. And once we find ourselves in that law, which God gives, therein is true liberty. And that's why we, friends, are called the light of the world. So let's go back to this. Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be, again, predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation. And notice again, he said, wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Meaning our obedience to civil authority is more, again, than just because they said so. Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It's a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. So there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted, friends. And keep in mind, look at your forefathers. They are the ones, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and others said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, and that is the history of America right there. Again, going back to this point, Romans 13, speaking of resisting tyrannical government, I believe the time is here. I'll be the one to light the candle and lead the way, but I can tell you, friends, that I am not going to submit that which is contrary to God's moral law.
And I think it's important that people understand, are we to submit to a government that wants to kill unborn children, that legitimizes the murder of unborn children? Are we to submit to a government that says it's perfectly all right for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman or to have... should we submit to a government that is funding the Islamic terrorists throughout the world that are killing Christians over in Iraq and certainly in Syria, and using our money to arm these Islamic terrorists? Ladies and gentlemen, that God suddenly is going to bring his judgment on America for what we've done, and we're allowing them to destroy the faith of our children. That's what education is about. Education is not about reading and writing arithmetic. It's about destroying our children's faith in God and in family and in country. And basically, our leaders are really dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. Bradley, go right ahead.
In the United States of America, friends, you need to understand that we do not live under a monarchy. We don't have a king. As a matter of fact, there's no single governing official in this country. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men, because America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. And America, the United States Constitution, is the supreme law of the land. Under our laws, every governing official publicly promises to submit to the Constitution of the United States of America with its hand on the Bible, friends. So do readers understand the significance of this distinction? And I would say, or listeners, of course, and I hope so, because this means that in America, the higher powers are not the men who occupy elected office, but I want to tell you something, friends, firsthand experience shows me they hold the demigod attitude. They believe that they are put in a position to rule the roost, but when the American people begin to follow the dictates of our signers, such as Thomas Jefferson, he said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Make the distinction between diabolical and make the distinction between that, which means it's a healthy fear. And it's healthy when the government fears the people, and namely the people that they themselves work for. It's a filial fear. So, let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no constitution but of God. The constitution that be ordained is of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the constitution resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For the Constitution is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain. For the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. That means with knowledge. For this cause, pay ye tribute also, for the Constitution is God's minister, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And that's how it is properly structured, friends. So when you think about this, and we look at what we just spoke of, it's the proper understanding of our responsibility to civil authority in the United States as per the teaching of Romans chapter 13, not the other way around. So furthermore, Christians above all should desire that their elected representatives, again, those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, submit to the Constitution, the empire of laws, again, as John Adams rightly proclaimed. Because it is constitutional government that has done more to protect your Christian liberties than any governing document ever devised by man. And so it is. Biblical principles form the foundation of all three of America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And as a result, Christians in America, for the most part, have had not to face the painful decision to obey God rather than man and defy their civil authorities up until this time. But the problem is, in America today, is that we've allowed our political leaders to violate their oaths of office. Let me say that again. The problem in America today is that the American people have allowed their political leaders to violate their oaths of office and to ignore and blatantly disobey the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution. So therefore, if we truly believe Romans chapter 13, we will then insist and demand that our civil magistrates submit to the United States Constitution. So now I have a question for all of them that did not know the difference. How many of us Christians are going to truly obey Romans chapter 13 now? Now that we actually know the difference between right and wrong and who we are actually to submit to. Because, friends, again, I've read that Bible from cover to cover over and over and over again, and I have yet to see anywhere in Scripture where we're actually supposed to violate God's moral law. It's just not there.
And, ladies and gentlemen, President Obama has said that we are not a Christian nation, and we are certainly a Judeo-Muslim Christian nation. And basically, President Obama has denied certainly the very oath that he swore to uphold our Constitution. He knows exactly what he's doing. But the average American really doesn't want to accept that. We just want to go along and lead a good life. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to make some very, very strong decisions. We're going to have to determine what's going to happen. And either we're going to stand up for America and God and the Constitution, or we're going to lose our freedom. Go right ahead, Bradley.
I think people need to understand, too, my friend, that the President of the United States or any representative in the United States of America does not have a right to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own image. That is unlawful stuff. But rather than dealing with the branches on the tree, let's lay the axe to the root of the tree, just like John the Baptist did. And the way that you do that is, let me show a little bit of your foundation to you while the time that I have left, so you can understand. It was Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he was right. And by the way, every president up until Barack Hussein Obama actually acknowledged verbally, not that the fruit was there in their administration, but verbally, they have acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. Well, they're right, because when we go back to Woodrow Wilson, again, love him or hate him, the 20th president of the United States, he said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. He said, rightfully, America was born a Christian nation, and America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. And again, going back to our foundations, friends, this is where people miss it. Our forefathers told us to study the past, and they told us to study the past for the very purpose that history does not repeat itself, and today we are beginning to see that history is repeating itself. And by the way, by laying these foundations for you, it's like King David when he prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay. Let me take it over to a lack of understanding or a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed. But what happens when you get the knowledge and the understanding? Well, David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock of knowledge and understanding, show me my history, Lord, and that's exactly what we're doing today, and establish my goings. And just keep in mind, again, what Woodrow Wilson just said, friends. He said, if you don't know where you go, where you came from, he said, in essence, you don't know where you're going. And again, following him up, this nation and Christianity is America's cornerstone. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. So let's get out of that miry clay. Let's put our feet upon the rock. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus. And folks, again, going back to your forefathers, 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. And when you look at the monuments on a nationwide basis, all the way from the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10, to Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court building, to going to the Washington Monument, where it says, praise be to God, going to where hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify our Constitution, namely to veteran memorials. It's they have Christian crosses above their heads, so you know who they're doing it as unto. Again, going back to our national monuments, going to the Lady of Liberty, she has the Declaration of Independence in her hand. Why all this Christian heritage? Friends, because we're a Christian nation. His name is on your money. My father's name is on your money. Everywhere you turn, he's there. Every hotel room, there's a Bible. I've been in thousands of hotel rooms across this country. There's been one hotel where I've not found a Bible. So, friends, you know what? To whom much has been given, much is required. And though there may be few that are actually going to take up the call and respond to God, because many are called but few are chosen, the chosen are that pick up the call and move on with God, we can still do this thing. And I believe that, and we have the hope to do that. But we again need to know our foundations. The fundamental basis of our nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, said President Harry Truman. The fundamental foundational basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with the government of which we are dealing with today, America, a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state.
And I very much fear, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a dictatorship. But as long as things are so good, most people don't care. Well, you better start caring, or freedom, as you know, it will soon become only a remembrance of things past.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Just finish up your thought, Bradley, and then we'll let you go.
Amen. I just wanted to say, folks, I believe we can do this. I believe that if God established through less than 3% of the population over 238 years later for us, well, then it's our time to stand up for our posterity and do the same thing, because we have an awesome opportunity, friends, to prove our God, namely that our backs are up against the wall. Well, guess who put us there? Well, we put ourselves there, but God is still a merciful God, and he still answers the way that he always has, because he's in the generation of the righteous. And thank you for your time, Stan, and thank you for listening to me, my friend.
Great program. God bless. Thanks very much.
Amen.
And our guest this evening has been Bradley Dean, and certainly we've had Bradley on many times. This is one of his finest presentations, and I hope that you'll want to get copies of his DVD and many of the other things that he's done with us, and certainly that you'll follow his ministry as well. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your financial help to maintain our network of stations out across America and certainly through the Internet across the world. But we have a unique opportunity to explain to people about the satanic movement. Not imaginary, this is very real. There is a satanic movement that is working behind the scenes today in America to bring about this one world government, one world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Why do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Why do you think that suddenly the government supports abortion, that supports suddenly the same-sex marriage, homosexuality, and is doing everything they can to undermine the moral fabric of our society? Why do you think they've taken moral teachings out of our schools? And then we wonder why suddenly one in every 42 children is born, 42% of all the children in the United States are born out of wedlock. That's the white children. Black children, 72% of all black children born in the United States are born out of wedlock, because we've taken morality out of our schools. And where are the churches speaking out against us? Why, of course, they tell us that God loves us and everything's fine, and Romans 13, we should obey that, we should do whatever the government says. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not what Romans 13 says. Basically, when America was founded, we were founded as a Christian nation, and we still have the fabric of Christianity. It is simply that the churches have been infiltrated and undermined, and effectively their effectiveness has been destroyed. So our plea to you is, if you'd like to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations and certainly maintain our ministry, well, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you can donate to Radio Liberty. You can certainly get the various books and four CD sets and certainly all the material that we actually produce here, or that we carry, that other people have produced, that will help you to understand and others to understand what is going on. Now, we can't give you permission to reproduce other things unless we've been given permission. But certainly, that the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, you need to get his material. There are 9 different sections, either with 5 or 6 DVDs in it. And Pastor Crone is pointing out that we're involved, certainly in the final days. We're living in prophetic times, and I believe he's absolutely right. If you haven't listened to Pastor Crone's 4 CDs, sets, or I should say watched his 4 DVD sets, or 5 or 6 sets, or if you listen to his 4 CD programs, you need to get his programs. You need to help us get the information out, because we are living in prophetic times. I fear God is going to bring his judgment onto America, and justifiably so. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, our ministers. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.